right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Have a jammy time together, one and all. What will we do later on when the butter runs out? You'll probably scream and shout, here comes the watermelon seed up my snoot snout. And that's your asshole, your snoot snout. I'll put it through your eye socket, young man. I'm the first man you've had. Don't tell me about loving women. I don't want to know about it. This is our world, man. Make sure of it.
Oh, my God.
We'll do with each other what we
want. You just fell off its chair.
Alright, yo.
Dog, what'd you do?
The dog just totally
attacked. What's that
attacked
Disney
him
movie? With that dog?
8 degrees or something?
He's got that dog from that Disney movie, Night or whatever its name is.
What is it called? 8 degrees?
Alright, we got Sikus here. Chad I. Ginsburg Murray, who killed somebody, and he thinks that he's not going to get caught, but he is. And Deco, and Novak's not here because he's shooting heroin again.
Yes.
Is he really?
Yeah,
he's back on it?
Yeah, he told me, he's like, damn, I need $500 because my girlfriend's going to kick me out of the house because I didn't pay her rent for 2 months. So I gave him $500, talked to her in 2 weeks. She's like, I'm like, well, I gave you $500 to pay rent. She's like, what are you talking about?
You should have gave
and
her
she's like,
$500.
Yeah, she calls up after a week and she's like, Deco, or she's like, Novak missed his court date in Baltimore. I'm like, yeah, well, what do you want me to do? She's like, he said that he's living at your house. I'm like, I haven't seen his ass in 10 days. Yeah. You know, like, he's just been lurking around Baltimore just shooting hair.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-do!
We have sound, but...
I know. Yeah, right, baby.
It's Fred North.
So now he's throwing a pity party, trying to cry his way back.
Yeah, that is sad, man.
Damn, I'm gonna go to rehab, I swear.
The man was a good deal.
His girlfriend found all these burnt spoons in his bag and then these capsules and shit that were all broken apart. And she's like, what the hell is this? He's like, it's just Coke. And she's like, I've never seen Coke in a pill format. So then she called up his buddy Scott, who
maybe
was like...
making creme brulee.
Who has a bunch of... what does he have? There's houses?
Here all week.
Rehab houses? Yeah, he said it was heroin. That's
Didn't
what he told.
Did he relapse or something?
Yeah, dick face. That's what the fuck I've been talking about.
No, not him. The other dude.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah. But he's back. Shipper went to rehab, comes out, and then Novak goes right into one. He's going in tomorrow, apparently. He already called up Scott and set an appointment, but who knows if he's going to show or not.
What's he trying to do, write the final chapter for his book?
I don't know.
He ain't going to be able to write that
He's
one.
A fucking dipshit.
So I guess the book's not going to come out?
Well, I mean...
That's bad.
I don't know.
That makes it look so bad.
No shit, You know what I think it was? I think it was the fact that he broke both of his feet and he got all them pain pills because it gave him a reason to take them all, and then he probably got close to the feeling of doing heroin again, and then he was just like, shit, maybe I should go get some. Then he started sniffing it, and then, of course, he started shooting it.
Fucking idiot.
No shit.
I thought he was putting together models, and the glue smelled so good it just went wild. Right?
Totally.
Yeah, this isn't one of those funny radio shows, is it?
No.
When were your best friends shooting dope? I mean, it's been funny for how many years now? And now it's, I guess, still not funny.
No.
Dude, everybody's been going down in flames. I went to the hospital last Monday for drinking too much booze, and was supposed to take 2 Adderalls a day from the doctor, but through the course of time, I started taking 4, and then I started taking 7, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack at, like, 9 in the morning. So So I went to the hospital, completely missed my whole California trip. I was supposed to have all these meetings and shit.
Yeah.
And I never even went because I was too busy being in the fucking hospital. So I haven't drank for 7 days now.
And you can't even have coffee, Scott, or Ovaltine.
No, I drink coffee. I'll drink coffee and, like, fucking crunk juice and
You're
shit.
You're skating like a true champ, though.
Right? I got a frontside 540 today, first time ever.
Lies.
The McUnit. I call it the McUnit. He calls it the McFlurry.
McFlurry.
Oh, that's pretty good. Theo Fleury?
The McFlurry.
McFlurry. Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
How about that PlayStation 2? You play God of War 2?
No.
That's right, because it ain't out, but I got a little connection.
How'd you get it?
Well, a certain friend of mine gave it to me.
Did you get it through the computer?
No, I didn't get it through the computer. But I love to go into the store and tell them how awesome it is. And then they're like, it's not out yet. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, it isn't. Wait, he cut the wings off the griffins flying in the
How'd
air.
You get it? Did you steal my phone and call up Tony Hawk?
You better give me my Neversoft games that aren't out yet, Tony.
No, a buddy of mine works for PlayStation.
ArtWeb 1986.
I finally got that PS3.
Yeah, ArtWeb 3.
I finally got that PS3.
Is it awesome, dude? Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's retarded.
Play Virtua Fighter 5?
No, I got some random
You're a fucking
game.
Pussy.
It's like, you can, like, touch it. Like, it's so clear.
It's so
good.
You shouldn't touch
your screen.
Yo, I finally opened up all my wedding presents in the past month, and it's so funny because... You know how my Uncle Kevin is just so angry and he winds up in and out of jail and then he just fights everybody all the time?
Kevin's pretty mellow compared to Pat, dude. They've been working on my studio.
Yeah, but Kevin was like a little league coach and like he would argue with the other coach about who was safe and who was out. Like, he's fucking safe, motherfucker! And then he would beat the shit out of him and throw him over the fence at a Little League game. All these parents are looking, and they're like, he's fucking safe, fuck you, he's fucking out. And then they beat the shit out of each other, and Mark is hooking Chichester. But anyway, I get a present, and it says, from Kevin. I'm like, oh, God, what is this?
What is it?
You know the seven deadly sins or whatever?
I saw that stuff.
He gave me a gargoyle that just says anger on it.
He gave you seven of them, though.
No.
Yeah, he did, because he came to my house and he said he just got back from the Ope. He got all seven sins.
No.
He only gave you one.
No, Boof gave me one. Sissy gave me lust. I know that.
Oh, he shot for everybody.
Yeah, and then Vito gave me sloth. And then, like, everybody... The whole Margera family, because there's seven kids in the Margera family, so I opened all of them up, and then when it was Kevin's, it was just anger. I'm like, that suits him so well.
That's awesome.
Man.
Seven.
He hopped on one time this dude's go-kart without asking. It was just like in this park, and he started driving around, and then the guy comes up, he's like, yo, motherfucker, you're driving around in my go-kart. That's my go-kart. So Kevin just beat the shit out of him and threw him down this steep hill.
Yeah.
Because he was driving the dude's go-kart, so Kevin got mad.
It's like a VH1 true story on those dudes. Not VH1 or whatever. Those dudes were hilarious.
I took Mataro out. I had to go fit him for, like, a super large tux.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to get him some golf gear, you know?
Yeah.
So nobody has, like, fat guy golf gear to match. So I was like, well, let's go over to Marshall's. So we go into Marshall's, but he's just wearing a white T-shirt. I took one of these chocolate bars, and I sucked it, and then I just pulled it out and smeared it down his tip. He got so pissed, he made me buy him new clothes in a big chocolate smear. Look at it.
That looks so nasty. He just looks like such a slob.
What do you mean looks like?
Yo, you saw Babel, didn't you?
That movie sucks.
Dude, it's just four depressing movies into one.
It's like, not even...
I wanted to kill myself after I was done watching it.
Pound for pound, like, budget to bad movies. Like, there's bad movies, but they don't spend any money on them. Babel is second to worst on my list. Eye of the Beholder is the worst fucking movie.
That movie sucks.
I've never seen it.
And Katie Lang and Obi-Wan, or what's his name?
Yeah, no. It's,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about. It's terrible.
But Babel sucks.
I didn't see that.
You know what sucks? Brad Pitt was up for an award. If you watch the actual Babel movie, you could tell that he only spent 3 to 5 days tops filming that shit.
And $20 million.
Because it starts off with them eating in a little hut, and then it cuts to him on a bus. You could tell that they shot that in one day. And then the rest is him in, like, this little hut, like, holding his wife's bleeding wound. And then they get on a helicopter and leave. That's fucking 4 to 5 days at least. No more than a week.
Remember that Nickelodeon show?
He spent a week and he gets a goddamn nomination.
Dude, that show Pete and Pete, that used to be on Nickelodeon, it's a billion times better than Babel, dude.
I never saw it.
Well, it's better.
Wonder shows is better.
That shit sucks.
How'd you like The Departed?
Nah, there's some funny stuff.
The Departed.
That movie's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
That's fucking good.
It's a classic.
Oh, I just saw this movie, Hard Candy, and Roper and Ebert gave it two thumbs up. It was the most boring piece of shit I've ever seen in my life. They filmed it all in like this one house. It looks like they spent $3 on the fucking budget, and all the walls are like a solid background. It's either hard red,
peach.
Hard orange, hard peach. Hard green. Like, it just sucked so bad, man. I never recommend ever watching Hard Candy. It's worthless. It was a waste of my 2 hours. I feel stupider now.
How about the dude with Wade's like, no, stop, don't do it. Stop, don't do it. Stop. Like that.
What
girl.
The fuck is that? That's been happening like 3 times a day, Chad.
What?
Someone's calling God.
See, hear that phone ring? It's coming from the actual radio.
No, it was not.
I'm not kidding.
That's coming from Deco's pocket. Look at that bite.
You know what?
Tongue.
I'm going to cheer up here.
it got all bright as I started hanging up with
Brooke. I'm gonna brighten up this show by
brighten it up
by playing a band that's big in Germany right now. They're called Billy Talent. They're from Canada.
Do they sound like him?
This song, no. Oh. This song's called "Fallen Leaves." This is Radio Bam Series 28 Fashion.
All right, go ahead.
I thought somebody was blowing a horn in my fucking ear.
Sorry.
Jeez, a horn fucking...
It's a little messy in here right now.
Jeez, a horn dog.
I saw that movie 300.
I'm
horn.
Let me ruin it for everybody.
Is it good?
No, it's fucking awesome.
It made $70 million in 2 days.
$70 million?
$70 million in 1 minute.
Nuh-uh. Well, they advertised the shit out of it so bad.
What is it?
300.
What song? What movie?
300? It's like
porn.
Bam. As soon as you go onto MySpace, it says 300 as soon as you sign on. Yeah, of course you would know that, G.
What is?
300.
What is? A movie? Yeah.
As soon as you go on like MySpace and shit, it'll just be a big sign that says 300.
I thought you don't go on MySpace.
What? I don't. Missy's been telling me.
What movie?
Missy has a MySpace.
I never heard. I keep thinking you're trying to tell me a number. No, it's an able. It's like the 23, 300.
The dude from like
I got a movie called 46
worked on it or something, and it looks really like it almost looks animated like the movie or the previews I've seen.
It's awesome.
I was driving to Best Buy with G yesterday, and he's like, "Yeah, I went to go see a movie with what's your face, Kim. Yeah, Kim. It's been your girlfriend for ages." He just says, "What's her face?"
No, I said, "What the fuck's her name?"
No, you said, "What the fuck's your face, Kim?" Kim. Dude, you are out there,
man. My mind
just
went blank. I was so
Your mind's always blank.
Oh, come on, man.
Gee, you have cats, right?
I think I got one now. I lost the one today.
Where? In your gill?
The dog was chasing.
Because that big ass fucking.
Oh, you got that dog in there with
yeah,
the cats?
White Fang lives with the two cats.
That's it, White Fang. Yeah, he kidnapped the Disney dog.
Yeah, White Fang chased the. Yeah, I know.
That's what happens with even my cats, dude. They climb out at the top of the beam. Like, they climb to the very top of the roof. It's 50 feet high. They're just standing up there hiding from the dog.
From White Fang?
Yeah, he doesn't. But he's, like, nice, though. He doesn't even bark
him.
Or anything.
He just wants to.
They're just scared shitless.
He wants to smell their asses.
Yeah, but they don't even. They don't even want to chance it.
My cat, like, ran. I think it ran out the door today because I had the door open. It was so nice. And
when are you going to get around to looking for it?
When I go home tonight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you scoop the shit out, or do you change the whole litter?
I just leave it.
You scoop it out and savor it, don't you? You replenish the litter. You're one of those sickos.
I throw it on the grass because it's good sodding.
Yeah, there's seven dudes living in the treetop casino and a cat. There's a fucking cat in there, and it's a house cat. Dude, it's seriously 20 by 10 is the size of that place. And there's a house cat, and it has a litter box. Yeah. It just smells like a pile of shit in there, and they just watch TV.
They're just back right now. What are they doing? How long are they back for again?
I don't know.
They're on hiatus
Here's
for a
Here's your
while.
Kitty cat, Pam.
But, what?
Here's your little kitty cat. Let me squeeze its belly. Can I squeeze it?
But, there are these fucking seven girls from, they were like ages 25 to 30. They came here from Virginia. They snuck through the fucking fence
and took shits.
Carlos caught him in the woods, and he's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" They're like, "We just want to meet Bam." It's like, a lot of people want to. It doesn't work that way. Like, you can't just come in here. They're like, "It's not like we want to fuck him or nothing. We just want to trespass."
What?
That's what they said. They were dead serious. "It's not like we're trying to fuck him or nothing. We just want to trespass."
Oh, they did it.
Don't you think it would be better the other way around? "Hey, man, it's not like we're trying to trespass. We just wanted to fuck them." You know, like, that sounds better. Yeah. Like, you might have a better shot coming in, reversing it.
That's weird. How'd they get through the fence? Would they knock out, like, a picket thing or whatever?
I don't know how they got in. All I know is that they were lurking in the woods. And then the township's like, "You can't have a fence." Dude, I have fucking shady lurkers coming in at midnight. Yeah. Fuck you. I'm having a fence, and I should have barbed wire around it and a fucking gun waiting.
And your dog, you have a... Whose dog is that?
It's Kim.
White Fang?
Mine, Kim's. Fucking mine and Kim's.
Is it your dog?
Yeah.
Tell him to shut up.
It's all passed out, right?
Well, Lenny, would you rather have people break in? What would you rather have? Two dykes break in and roll around making out on your roof outside over where your Lamborghini is? Or have two fags break in and cook your breakfast in bed? And, like, you just wake up and there's fags like,
"We go sweet and get some sausage." I go for the leggies because they're not in my house. They're
fags
outside.
Fags are making you food, though.
I'm not hungry.
What if they want to suck you off?
I already have Missy to do that.
But what if they were dudes and you wanted them to?
What?
that defeats all of
What if they offer free tubings?
Free tubings.
Pass the ass.
Track 2.
It was sucking.
Track
too.
Hey, let's play the new Block Party. It just came out.
Oh, this one's awesome.
Where's the CD?
It's right here.
Deacon won't give it to you.
No. I watched this. This was awesome. They put sheets right on the cement and got a 30-pack, and that's their Block Party.
Did you say cement?
Cement.
Yeah, that's the...
Your mom says that, too, dude. Cement. Cement.
Missy, what's more Jewish? Goldstein or... Wait, what was it? Roth, Steinberg or Bergstein?
Whoops.
Probably Bergstein. What about anything ending in Stein's?
Bergstein.
Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Ginsburg.
What about, how dare you? What's more Jewish? Ginsburg or Rothstein?
I don't know.
They're equally Jewy.
I think they're in.
Jewy.
This is Jewy.
Seinfeld. Is this Hitler?
Yeah.
Brandon, you like that one.
All right, let's hear this Block Party track 2. It's called Burning for Witches, I think. Something with witches in it. This is Radio Bam Series 20 Faction, brand new.
Hey, grind it wrong. It's a place. It's not track 2, Dico.
Track 2.
Right, it's on. It ain't track 2, bro.
It is track 2.
It's not track 2.
What the fuck?
Play something else.
Alright, can you play A? A is a band from England, track 1. Ween has a song called Fat Lady.
Sorry, dudes.
Sorry, dudes.
Yeah, it's probably my fault, but we'll figure it out.
A is good.
Track 2.
Oh, A is from England.
The band A from England, and you want to hear track 1.
Yeah.
That's not it. I'm sorry, dudes. This is Deco's trash. This is one. This is the original Deco. Sorry.
Optimistic as a team, not sure. Everything's crashing into town. If they know sense, the enemies among us, taking our women and taking our jobs. The reasonable fool is being driven by the non-stop bang the gun. So are they hunting for witches? Are they hunting for witches? I'm going to roll.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Man, Sirius 28 Faction.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Nothing.
Yeah, right. Why you gotta do that? Hold on.
No, I'm not doing that, man.
Stingy Titties just walked in, and she's so hard up for cash. What are you doing?
I'm donating my eggs.
How much money do you get?
You get $5,000 for eggs, and you have to go through this series of, like, testing, and there's an interview process. I did the phone interview the other day, and that went quite well.
What do they ask you?
They ask you everything. I mean, medical history, everything, and I suffer
from,
like...
How many dudes you banged out?
No, they don't... They ask you if you had a...
How many dudes did you bang out?
In my life?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Guess!
Probably, like, 9...
900, yeah,
no,
right.
9.
That's that movie.
300.
Oh, that's it.
So how long of a process does it take to get $5,000?
So
that's kind of good money, though.
Yeah, now
but
I
now
have
you got to know that there's some little Ming hag running around.
But, yeah, but, well, it would be half me, so it, depending on the sperm, like, how much fun would it be more Natalie's in the world? It would be a better place.
There's
going to
be a mini stingy titty running around.
Yeah, there's going to be all these girls cock blocking all over the nation. It's going to be perfect.
The message you left for them when you called
to
inquire about it, you sounded like such a psycho. You're like, hello, my name is Natalie Magnet. I'm interested in donating my eggs. Please call me at your earliest convenience and blah, 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 blah.
So they
I'm really looking forward to it.
Might be nice to have $5,000, though.
Yeah,
is it in cash or is it a check?
No, it's cash. You get $4,500, and then you have to go for a checkup after you donate yours. But they put you on all these hormones, so you produce more eggs, so I'm going to be like crazy.
Are you going to be horny?
What kind of test? Like, what do they ask you in the test? They make you do math?
Yeah, you go in for, like, a mental evaluation and psychological evaluation. I'm like, going to have to lie on that because we all know I'm crazy. No, they take a lot of blood work, though. But I just had all my blood work done, and guess what? Even though I licked Brandon's whatever, whenever, on Radio Bam, I am hepatitis free.
He's shooting heroin again, so
hepatitis
he probably has
zero,
hep by now.
Natalie won.
I got photos of that, too.
No, we don't. We're joking.
Wait, did you lick his balls or dick or ass or what?
I forget. I was pretty... It was like...
You licked it? She licked his dick?
It was like a yucky lollipop. It was just like... It wasn't anything.
Well, how long's the process?
Dude, we're having all these technical difficulties because G broke two fucking mics when you're... And you broke the
Franz.
Fucking chair, too.
Franz broke
No, it was you. You broke it.
G-Spot, what are you doing?
How long does it take you to get $5,000?
Look at him change the subject.
You were talking about you breaking chairs, dude. Not my eggs. No, I'm just kidding. 2 months, dude. Like, 2 months.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
Would you let Novak bang you out for $5,000?
That's really questionable with my financial situation.
You already
right
licked
now.
His dick. Why don't you just take a tranquilizer and have a glass of wine and then let him bang you out?
Because that's my nightcap. I'm used to that. That's like everyday shit.
And then she got
give me something stronger.
Novak. That'd be...
Oh my gosh. Impregnated by Novak. That's scary.
Did you know he's shooting heroin again?
I heard. I did.
Oh, Missy told you?
Well, vaguely. Not really. She
you
said,
should
Yeah. All the listeners. I can tell Natalie.
Yeah,
hey, but how
do
you know I was
going to
tell the listeners?
Because we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, you should still ask.
It's good. We're on AM tonight.
No, Perez Hilton says that I crashed my Lambo on the PA turnpike and got a DUI.
My cousin's obsessed with
calling
me. He said
Philadelphia turnpike.
Total bullshit.
Because it doesn't exist.
You know what, though? Dunn has the purple Lamborghini right now because he's fixing the windows. And I was like, what a bunch of crap. And then I was thinking, I'm like, holy shit, maybe Dunn wrecked the fucking thing on the turnpike. But he says it's safe and sound in the garage.
Well, I called him first before I even called you because I thought, like, what if it was Ryan and Angie? Because
I didn't even think about
it.
No, thanks. I'm trying to
Chad, being on Block Party worked out, and then I said that we were playing A. Can we actually play A? Because I just realized that I haven't heard this song in at least a year, and it's fucking rad. It's track one, yeah. A from England.
Yeah, I like that best.
All right, here we go.
You'll never
skin. If we ain't got that, then we ain't got much, and we ain't got nothing, nothing for the self love. So give me some skin. If we ain't got that, then we ain't got much, and we ain't got nothing, nothing for the self love. So give me some skin. If we ain't got that, then we ain't got much, and we ain't got nothing, nothing to give me some love.
How the fuck you say it? Is it serious?
Yeah.
I'm serious, 28. Faction.
It's so sad and quiet. Smell my armpit.
Ew, man. You smell like an onion.
It doesn't smell like an onion.
You smell like hot trash.
Mm, that's the best kind of trash.
You smell like a Portuguese cat house.
Why don't you go get that guitar? What's your favorite country in the world?
We're playing Nirvana.
Belgium.
I like Iceland.
Country.
Yeah, because you hump Belgian waffle boy.
I thought it was
that dude's a homo. That
not.
Dude's a fucking homo.
No, he's not.
That's where they make silk underwear.
They make silk underwear.
Wait, guys, I have a great topic.
What, Belgian boy? I'd rather suck Van Damme's dick and swallow the cum than see Belgian boy hanging around.
That's not what
I'm
we're gonna
first
talk
in
about.
Nine.
I need your guys' help, like literally. Like you guys are the kings of tact.
Tact.
I mean tact. Wait, what is it called? When you can say something tactfully. Isn't it tact? Wasn't I correct?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Wait, what does Belgian boy think about you giving your eggs up to just some random ass dude?
He's
not excited about it. I said, well, you're not going to use them, so what's the big deal? I mean, he's going to propose.
Are you broken up or still together?
The other night I called him, I said fuck to him, so he said that so we're broken up right now.
What, he doesn't like curse words?
No, I'm not allowed to talk.
Jesus.
Like that.
But you're allowed to suck his
what
cock,
are you involved
though, right?
With?
No, I'm not allowed to do that either.
Don't you say, even though we're broken up, come over and jam me out?
Bang me. Oh, yeah, I said jam. That's right.
Jam me out.
Wait, listen to this problem that I have. So I have a good friend, right, who has a problem down south. And I mean, it's...
What?
We're
yeah.
all serious.
Let's say her where is the problem?
The problem is...
In her pussy.
Correct. Yes.
My God. You can say pussy. You don't have to say down south. It's Radio Series 28.
I'm trying to clean up my act.
Faction.
All
right, so she's got a lobster that's
so
on
listen,
a ride.
Wait, listen. So listen. So my one friend said it was she smelled like the Delaware River, that
wow,
80 bodies died in it,
gash.
And then they threw up the salmon while they were dead. So it's like this huge, horrific problem. Now she slept. This is the fourth guy that's banged her out and dumped her 2 days after.
She doesn't smell good down there, and dudes
yeah,
keep
so
dumping
I don't
her?
Know how to... Yeah,
douche.
Right.
Douche,
so I don't
douche.
Know how to tell her, like, tactfully. I don't want to be like, hey, I tried this new product at the store the other day, but then it sounds like I smell, which I don't.
So do the dudes just break up with her, or do they go, dude, your pussy's minging?
No, they talk about her after, but she doesn't know about it. But all of us, her friends, know about it, but we don't know how to tell her. So,
oh, dude, you gotta tell her, man.
I know, I feel awful for her. Like, this is the fourth guy. Like, now I feel bad. Like, it's not even funny anymore. At first, it was kind of like, hee-hee. Like, maybe she had a couple.
Dude, it's so hard to tell a girl, though. Like, man, this one girl, Nicole. Nicole.
No,
I heard you say that.
I won't say her last name. Dude, I was fingered her in the back of Mark Hanna's truck in ninth grade. I could smell her. It smelled like a rotten pumpkin through her fucking dress. I was like, ew, dude.
Ew.
And like, what was I supposed to do? Say your fucking puss reeks? Like, no, I just had to, like, sit there and take it.
Everybody said it, though.
I know.
Well, the one way...
Every guy that I ever dated always, like, ended up...
They all banged out Nicole?
Too, and all of you said that she smelled bad.
Well, why don't you get her a codfish and put it in her drawer next to her bed? And that way, when the guys think she stinks, she can just open it up and say, it's
smell
and she can go on smelling.
So is it your friend?
Remember that girl that was here? I can't say her first name, but she was here my birthday weekend last year.
Yeah.
Steven?
Yeah, Steven.
Hawkins. Let's just say Steven.
Steven.
No, I remember,
like
I remember.
Remember
yo, tell her that her puss reeks. You have to. Yeah.
But I don't know how to say that.
Okay, I know what you can do. Say, hey, I overheard so-and-so talking at the bar or something, and they were all laughing and saying about how bad your puss reeks. Or you don't have to say
that's
laughing.
That's not nice.
Well, hey, man, she's not saying it. She could say that she overheard people talking about how does she not know that her puss reeks.
Yeah, the worst part is the guy that she last slept with works with her. So he's like hottie from the third floor.
Say that you were at Bennigan's or something and you were at the table next and you heard and you're like, oh my God, they're talking about my friend. And then you looked over and it was that dude.
No, you don't do that. What you do is you go up and say, listen.
It's right next to the cigar shop.
I like the codfish idea.
Codfish
is
pretty good.
Yeah, that doesn't solve any problems.
No, that doesn't.
You need to say something like, you know what? My buddy was at a bar. That way, you know, if you heard it from a different person, then you can say, my buddy was there and overheard so-and-so talking about how your puss reeks. And there's four dudes all talking about, yeah, I know, how does she not know?
Does she jog a lot or something?
Jogging?
What the fuck are you talking
about?
Sweat
puss.
You know what's weird is she's, like, really anal about showering, and I guess she just forgets to, like,
there
do
you
something
go.
Down there.
That's
I mean.
It.
Get her a super soaker and some Dove soap. No, what you want to do is just say, listen, your cooter stinks like crawfish.
Okay, Deco just said cooter. Cooter.
That
I always
nasty.
Say that, and
no.
you just
no,
said
that, you only use that when it's really nasty, right?
Dude, if the hottest girl ever was like, come and eat out my cooter, I'd be like, ew. Doesn't it just sound nasty?
Yeah, it sounds like some...
I don't want to hear it.
Like a rusty old...
You know what else is sick? Twat.
A twat's not bad. You know what's gross?
Twat.
People are like, come on over, I'm having steak, mashed potato, and fritters.
Fritters
are sick!
Conk fritters.
See, everyone else thinks so.
Conk fritters.
Conk fritters.
Oh my
Hot
God.
Cock.
Hey,
how do you know it's not just that stinky dick?
It could be. I mean, I don't know.
You want to hear a track when you go to the homo bar?
Yes.
The gay bar? Come gay boy.
Yes.
All sins forgiven.
Are we playing it?
Come gay boy.
Jimmy
Pop
hit.
Made it. It's this band called Dr. Mr. and Mr. Handsome.
This is the best
song. Dude, this
song
is going to be a hit in all the gay clubs.
You have to.
You can't help but to bob your head.
This
come
song
gay
is
boy.
So
all sins forgiven. This track one, I believe. And if it's not track one, then we're going to have to skip it in the middle. Because right. I haven't played in a while. All right, let's hear Come Gay Boy by Dr. Mr. and Mr. Handsome. So we're starting to watch it. Not it, not it. Try check two.
Oh. I think this is it.
No, this is Gibbles.
Huh? Gibbles?
Fucking A, man. This ain't it either. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I should have.
This is the right CD?
This is the right CD, yeah.
Track three, maybe?
Try track three. I'm fucking up. Try track four.
At least play one.
You know what? I'm gonna play a song and find
this
it.
This is Mr. Handsome.
If this
is it.
You know what? I'm gonna find it for you
Six?
Guys. No, let me just play a good ass song
don't
and then find it.
Don't we get shit together
well,
easier
dude,
when we're drunk?
You know what? I was out skating. You know what? When I'm drunk, I always have something to say.
Yeah.
I've been skating nonstop for a fucking week, and I've been busy filming, and it's finally dark now, and I don't have my fucking shit together.
We're
here.
Stagnant
this
now.
Is a brand new 69 Eyes song that isn't out yet. It's called Perfect Skin.
Man, I wish I wanted
play that, and I'm gonna find "Come Gay Boy, All Sins Forgiven."
Dude,
come
on, <boys. laughs>
yeah, but honestly, Bam Bam, what track is this?
One.
Okay.
Hit that guitar, Perfect.
Lies. You've
And you've tuned in to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
Missy's out in the Range Rover right now trying to find Cum Gay Boy. Dude, everything Jimmy gave me I thought was track one. So I was just like, put in track one. Shit, track two. Shit, track three.
That'd be great.
I think it's funny how it's just all fucking freestyles.
Sober fuck ups.
And Chad just tuned my guitar, so you want to sing a little riff?
Don't play me.
Play something stupid.
I never really play the guitar, but fuck it. I'll play.
Was this the right CD?
Yeah. There we go.
I don't know.
Who took my sirloin steak off my plate? Remember that?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Who took my sirloin steak off my plate and smashed it in my ass? Yeah. Who wants a big sea bass? Ryan G's fast, not a big chunky fat ass.
Can you play some scrubbing?
As I gallop through the forest, I never saw nothing like this before. Sweet chocolate and G-spice, oh yes, open wide. Pulling down G's pants, dancing with fags and friends, drinking beers with queers and sears. Oh, white fang. Blown in the park, and I'm blown there too in the dark. Watch out for Ryan G's, a big tub of lard narc. Mystic will cause a spark, and a man's ass filled with credit pulls down his pants. You can have it. Ryan G, he likes Hoops Park, late night after dark. He likes to put chapstick on and sucks up and off.
300.
Hard cock sucking down G's throat with his gill about to blow a load. Butter knife filled with candy cane and cotton corn.
Yo, dude, did you ever notice how easy Nirvana songs are, dude?
Yeah, that's why they're good.
What do you mean?
I was just fucking around on the guitar and like. I'm not kidding. I just fuck around. I don't really play that much.
Let me see
what it is. Go ahead, play me. Wait.
Almost.
Wait, what the fuck's up with this? I need a pick.
Yeah, good excuse.
And here's another one.
I got one. The one I was playing last.
Polly wants polio string cheese. I think I should peel some off. Wanna have some diarrhea. Upset stomach, nausea, diarrhea, indigestion.
What's that one that you know? Shickers on the car.
Oh my god, Shickers on the car.
We're asking for trouble now.
Oh my god.
Damn, this song.
It sucks.
Keep playing it, keep playing it.
You were doing good yesterday.
You were.
You're under pressure. Yeah. Chad, hop on the... Let's have a pro
that's coming as you are.
I'm busy. Get on there, Chad.
Yeah.
Come home with snacks.
Get on there,
won't
Chad.
Won't you, Kim? Won't you come home with some snacks? Fill me up with some food.
Let's hear some proper rock. Something good, man. I suck shit.
I suck
if I smash it, like, that would probably be the most entertaining.
No, come on. Let's play. How about some country-ass shit? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that.
I need a pick. Let's
yeah, I know.
Here's a pick for you.
You know what, dude?
Yeah, it's a hit.
Look at how mad he gets when he's good at stuff.
What are we playing?
Any, some country
fine,
shit.
Anything you want.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Country honking, bridge for pegs, country honking. How much of all the country honking?
It's Footloose.
I know, I saw this match trying to kill
cut,
themselves.
Everybody cut. I don't want to fucking play guitar right now, dude.
I'm working on the engineer
you
thing.
You go give me the... Yeah, I'm trying to freaking
hey,
do this shit, man. Let's just
party. Yeah, I got, dude. That cum gay boy shit isn't on that man.
No, find that one.
The CD no, that you sucks. Had was this one.
No, I know that's A. Why do I feel like I'm in shambles right now? Maybe
because
I should start drinking
sober.
Again.
Where is Novak?
Hell. No, Novak's. That's another thing. He's shooting fucking heroin.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's him right now. He's supposed to check into rehab tomorrow, but who knows if he's gonna show.
Did you talk to him?
No, he tried to call once, but I've been talking to Mandy, because he told Mandy that he was staying here, but he hasn't been at all for like the past 10 days, and she's like, he missed his fucking court date, you know, and then I'm just like, he's not here, man.
Oh my gosh.
And then she went through his bag and found all these burnt spoons and shit. Fucked up. I'm pissed.
Did you guys ever see that episode of speaking of burnt spoons, the episode of Family Guy when Cookie Monster's on the toilet with the cookie dough in the toilet stall lighting the spoon on fire?
Watch cartoons.
Oh, come on, guys. I watch cartoons.
I don't even have cable right now. What the fuck's going on with that? What's up with the cable? What? I haven't seen my show the past two episodes. I'm not kidding.
You can see it on MTV's site before it's even on TV. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I've seen them in Europe.
Yeah, but do I have to wait for fucking 30 minutes of download bullshit?
No,
you don't have to download
right
it. It's a live
It comes
stream.
Right up right now.
Yeah, it does. Go on right now.
As soon as the show is done, prove it.
Well, it comes out, I think, the day of.
Or is that computer?
Yeah, well, I want to see the last episode because I missed the shit out of it.
Yeah, streaming.
It's live streaming.
All right, well, let's play the sounds, Ego, because that's the song that they played for the show that's coming on, the wedding show. It's going to be a one-hour special because we have too much good footage that it couldn't even...
Did they give you guys more airplay? That's what
yeah, because, dude, like...
Rumble sucks?
No, it's literally impossible to have an entire wedding and after-party and all this shit and showing up to the thing and have it be 22 minutes long because commercials, you know, it's eight minutes worth of commercials. So it's like basically 22 to 23 minutes of a wedding show. I'm like, dude, it needs to be fucking one-hour special. And then they agreed, so now we're going to get a lot of good shit
know,
in there.
I know that, but Missy was saying that they took off another show before.
Oh, yeah, because Road Rules was doing horrible. Dude, no shit. Well, MTV, like, they have this, like, formula that sort of works, and they're scared to try anything new. They're just like, oh, we can't try anything new. It could wind up in a disaster. Let's just stick with the formula that we're good at.
Yeah.
We're sort of good at. You know, like, they don't want to take a chance. Like, if you seriously analyze, like, Room Raiders, Road Rules, Real World, all that shit...
They all start with an R.
It's the same fucking thing. It's the same formula. And you could just tell that the directors are like, all right, now, being you're the jock, get really mad at the gay guy, and you guys could, you know, like...
Yeah.
I hate that fucking gay guy so bad. And then the gay guy would be like... Like, that talk is just mad because like, dude, there's a director doing it all. It's not real.
Yeah, I'm trying out for Real World this season.
Well, good luck because it's not going to be real.
I'm going to be the only fat girl.
It's going to be some dude telling you what to say.
Reva Ra-Ram.
Where's it going to be at?
Reva Ra-Ram.
I heard Australia. The next one.
Rams
Australia.
Run Roly
Rooney.
I hope the next one's in Who Gives a Shit.
It's Westchester.
Seriously, who gives a shit? The first one was cool when that like Irish punk rocker dude was on the first one.
Yeah.
No, not Puck. That's when it started to suck.
The Los Angeles woman.
It's just so old now. Like, fucking, hey, Real World Mississippi, who the fuck
is
that?
Well, whoopie freaking do!
They're on, like, number 30 right now.
Let's play that Sounds Ego. Track 7.
Viva
La
Lenny.
Viva La
Lenny.
Lenny.
Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band on Sirius 28 Faction.
Yeah, that was the Sounds, right, Lenny?
It was. Yeah. At your wedding, some guy asked me if that was Joan Jett. I told him, yeah.
Fat Lenny.
Fat Lenny tonight will eat you alive.
I love her. I
Who,
love
Joan
her.
Jett?
No, I love the lead singer.
What's wrong with Joan Jett?
Well, she's hot too.
Rudy and Blitz is playing with Joan Jett June 23rd in Asbury.
Asbury Park?
Yeah, Rudy and Blitz reunion.
That's where they shot the Planet of the Apes.
Did they?
The original.
It looks it.
You have a Rudy and Blitz reunion?
Where? Yeah, they have School of Rock.
Why don't you have one at John and Peter's?
I will do that too.
I want to have a reason to go there. That's my favorite bar ever.
There's always a reason to go.
New Hope. It really is, dude. It's like...
Oh, that one we were at.
Yeah.
I like that spot. Awesome. I love it. When the Knives played there, dude.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I didn't go.
You weren't there for that? That was sick when they played there. That was good.
Ben, when's your bar opening?
I can't talk about that right now.
No kidding.
It's a secret. Well, I guess it's not a fucking secret anymore. Yeah, we'll just stop at that. Oops.
When? Tell all the fans when the director's commentary is coming out for Haggard.
Well, we're starting filming a new movie, Kiss a Good Man's Ass.
Right.
And maybe we'll put the other side and have it be Haggard with commentary.
On the same thing?
As a bonus feature.
Look what she's got.
As a bonus.
Yeah, but what... Oh, okay, I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when?
That's an indie flick, right?
When the fuck... When the movie's done.
All right.
Well, let's see. We're filming the whole month of April. Then it'll take probably May to edit.
I thought this was supposed to be a secret.
June. No, the name of the movie's a secret.
This isn't Dream Cell you're talking about.
No. This is Kiss a Good Man's Ass.
Me and Deco were
I thought you canned that idea.
But that's not the name
of
the movie.
Well, we rewrote Kiss a Good Man's Ass and called it something else, but I don't want anybody to know what it's called yet.
Is that a sequel to Haggard?
No.
No.
It's just a lot of the same characters and stuff. Yeah. But
same people. Not same characters.
It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, same people. That's
you're still
same
actors. You're
no,
not Falcone.
No. No more Falcone. He was killed.
What?
Yeah. He was killed.
I know, I see.
He shit himself to death, Jed.
I think that'll be cool, though, given a bonus whole Haggard commentary thing.
People like hard-ons.
I
definitely think you should. But everybody wants this damn director's cut, so we should do it for them.
And Haggard. We're doing a book, too, behind the scenes.
That's right. And then we're going to have a making of the movie.
Making of, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of bonus features. And then Viking Skull is a video that I'll put on. Being the Jenna is a video that I'll put on.
Yeah, I just mixed the Viking Skull record down at Studio 4. That was.
Yeah, I think Filthy Note's going to put that out. Go to filthynote.com
sounds
and get t-shirts and the new Viking Skull. I heard the mix, though. It's good.
We have the Bam knows these two Japanese guys. They're going to translate it when we're done, so it can come right out in Japan too. And they're going to they're good at doing voices and shit, but they can speak like fluent Japanese, of course. So it's going to be fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I want to watch it in Japanese first.
That's awesome.
What's that? A croc?
Yeah.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
I fucking promised I'd play Plasmatics before we go, and I think it's I am Plasmatics, baby. You are Plasmatics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have Lunacy there?
In mono.
Is that okay?
Sure. It's punk rock.
Yeah, punk rock always works on mono. What are you talking about?
Give me a second,
though. Yeah, let me know when. Meanwhile, I'll listen to Lenny talk.
Right.
Fat Lenny. Fat Lenny tonight. I'll eat you alive, Fat Lenny. Cecilia Barberoni. Fat Lenny's feeling lonely. Better get something to eat, sweet Fat Lenny tonight. Ow! Thank you.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.